The king was joined at the event by retired Dutch national goalkeeper Edwin van der Sar, who says football in China needs to be developed and nurtured.
I think sustainable, that's the right word you need. It's not only about getting big players into the Super League. I think focus on grassroots football at schools, getting coaches, getting good coaches, and from there on they can help and grow better players for China.
The Dutch football legend says playing football doesn't have to be a profession.
Yeah, no, I think you don't look at it as a job or to make it a profession. I think it's important to first create a series of football schools or environment where kids can play football and study and play football. And don't start looking at making money or something. It's first to play football, and from there on, the sheer amount of students you have in China every year should be able to develop at a certain point and create better players.
Huang Jianxiang, sports commentator and co-founder of SportAid International, says they're working with the Dutch partners to get more young people in China involved in organized football.
All we have to do is to let children have fun in football. That's very important, and everything starts from having fun. And then the right method, the right way to organize a class, a training session, is also a very important. So we're going to work with our Dutch partners for years to help more Chinese children and their parents and their teachers to know what is the right thing to do when we want our Chinese children to play football.
The Chinese government launched an action plan last year to try to upgrade China's skill level in international football through youth development programs. Despite having the largest population in the world to choose from, China's national men's football team currently ranks 81st in the world. For CRI, I'm Victor Ning.